speak about Shavuos. And I like to say the Shem Ili Nishmas, my Zeder, Yitzchak Tzvi, Rav Moshe, my Baba Rivka Bas Rav Yosef Isaac, and my uncle Moshe Ben Yitzchak Tzvi. Today was the day they were taken away to Auschwitz. Hungarian Yid, Romanian Yid, Czech Yid. This was the Tufus. So today was the day. So Ili Nishmasim. The halacha is that Shavuos by night, we wait till Seisak Rechavim to daven. Now, Pesach by night is understandable because it says that the Seder has to be Balayla. Sukkot also, Tezvav is a Gzeirah Shavah between Pesach and Sukkot, has to be Balayla, so wait. But Shavuos by night, there's no special mitzvah. So what's the reason why we wait till Seisak Rechavim? Mishnah Brewer brings down, because by Svira it says the Svartim Lachemi Machros HaShabbos, and we want it to be Tamimais, so in order for it to be a full 49 days, so you want to finish the day, and in the middle we wait until Tzeisak HaKadim. So I once heard a Merdik and Musar Machshav, and again to this. We know that the Yemei HaSvira, or HaKhanas for Kabbalah HaTayra. So you wait an extra how many minutes for it to be Tzeisak HaKadim? If the fellow already utilized those days for HaKadosh, so what do those extra minutes mean? I mean, he already made HaKadosh. And if a fellow did not make HaKadosh, he's going to wake up now a cram course in the next few minutes of a vice study from over here that every single minute of HaKadosh makes the difference. And that even if a person takir was cognizant of the HaKadosh and he made preparations, but every extra preparation adds a tremendous amount. And lahepach, even if someone did not make achronis until now, in the list, maybe he could chakorai. There's a modi that you learned from the Koshna Tzemagid. The Koshna Tzemagid says, ad mimachras ha-shabas ha-shviyas tispru chamishin yadim. Till the very last day, last second, you can chakorai all 50 days. And for Steitzuk, if you chop it around later, it's got to be with a lot of concentration. Of the Lamaisa, the opportunity is still there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Siyata Dishmaya for whoever is sincere and Taka wants to utilize it for Achana. Every last moment is very important to Gabi Achana. The Prat, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that the reason why we count the sphere to the days of the Omer, what Shaykhus does the sphere have of the Omer? If anything, it's a counting towards Mountain Taylor. So the Svarim say, because the Minchas of Omer was made out of barley, out of Sa'omer, which is Michael Behem. And every day we count Lo Omer, we're a day away from the Madrega of the Behem. Just by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they're on the Madrega of Behemus. The carbon of Shuas, the Shtei Alecha, made out of Chitim, which is Michael Adam, it's a Michael of Chochma. So every day is a day away from being a behemoth. So every minute is another minute away from being a behemoth. So for Shneitzach, every single minute counts. That's a limit to be taken from this. The Pasuk says, Parshas Yisrael, Va'ator in Shamaya Tishmu Bekoili, if you will listen to my voice, Ushmartem is Brisi, and you will keep my covenant, the Yisem Lizgula Mikola Amit. And you will be a Zgula, you will be beloved to me from all the nations. So the Targum Uncle is tight as the word Zgula. What is the Yisem Lizgula? Chavivim. You'll be Chaviv to me. You'll be cherished to me more than the other nations. But the Mechilta says a different taich. Vatem ti the Yisem Lizgula, sheti you knuyimli. You'll be coming to me. You will be my acquisition. So you have to understand, what does it mean with the acquisition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to be his acquisition? So the Beis HaLevi says, the Pasuk says, Im Shemaya Tishmu Bekoili, and the second thing is, Ushmartem is Brisi. So he says, Shemaya Tishmu Bekoili, Gomentar Shabiksav. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said explicitly, and that's what we hear. Shemaya Tishmu Bekoili. Ushmartem is Brisi. The Brisi is Torah Shebaal Peh, as Chazal saying, the Sefer is Gittin. Lekoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael, Elo Bishul Torah Sheba'al Peh. There's a big difference between Torah Sheba'al and Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al is finite. What state? Whatever it says, that could be Mekanik. Torah Sheba'al Peh, there's new Chidushim every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moisiv Chachma to us. We could be Mechadish Ganse and Yonim. And even new halacha is, of course, based on the Yisaitis of the Torah. You can't just make up a halacha. But there's new chidushim in halacha that I say, Caleb, Shulchan Aruch, Paiskim, the chadish, new halachas every day, and that has no end. That's constantly in this chadish. So he does raise up the base, Halevi, Bishlein, the Torah, Shivik, Salaf. You can be makabal that on yourself, because that's a specific thing. But we know the Rambam says that a person cannot be mechayiv himself on something that doesn't have a case, something that's endless. A person can't be mechayiv himself. So how can we be mechayiv ourselves on Torah Sheba'al Peh? So the base halevi, that's why it says shetiyu kinuyim li. We're mechayiv ourselves. We're koni takodesh baruch hu. And then you don't need a specific kabbalah with kavana on the infinite, because once you're coming to something, you memela have to be mechayiv that which the master asks us to do. That's why it says over here the yisam li zgula shetiyu kinuyim li. So then we're chayiv not because of a kabbalah on Torah Sheba'al Peh. We're chayiv because we're avodim takodesh baruch hu. We belong to him, and the mele. That's why we're chayiv. That's why the Beis Halevi teaches kinuyim li. Now ke'en the ha'ara of the Beis Halevi I saw brought down in the sefer of Kemoitzei Shavu Rav on Shavuot, and he brings down a different shot. B'shem Agoyim of Yishaya Karlinsky. He was the rav of Lubanitz and Pochovitz. He says the following. The reason why you can't be mechayiv yourself on an infinite thing is because it's an asmachta. Asmachta loikanya. You can make a kinyan on a chayfitz, on something that's here. But something you don't even know what you're being mechayiv yourself, the kinyan is not chalam. Tzitzah Choshen says, you can't be mechayiv yourself to a regular person. What we find is that from the Gemara in Gittin it's muchach, that if a person's mechayiv himself to his son, so that even on an asmachta, the kinyan is chal. Why? Because he has such an ahava to his son that he's mamish makna b'leiv sholom no matter what it takes. So, that's the pshat over here. When it came to Torah, the B'nai Yisrael, when the Kabbalah was such ahava, was such simcha, that the Kabbalah was chal even on the dover, which is not, you know, dover shein bo keitz. But he touches it into the pasuk in Tehillim. He says a beautiful pshat. It says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, L'chol tichlo wa'isi keitz. For every goal, I saw an end. But the mitzvahs, they're very wide. They're beyond any ending. The same case, how does the Kabbalah help? And then he says, afterwards, more hafti sarasecho. Because my habit of the Torah was so great. The may with child to be makabal on ourselves, something which is infinite, something which doesn't have a kitzvah. I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim from the house of slaves. The Rishonim asked the question, why does it not say, this is a question. Ben Ezra brings down a Gans Arichas that his Shverif, he's a lady, he asked him. This is a question from the Rishonim. I saw a pshat. The Bria of the world was Machai of mankind to be Makara Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitoich the Bria. Ba'asar Ma'amoris Nivru Ha'ilam. The world was created with 10 Ma'amoris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mankind, until the B'nai Yisrael came along, had to be Makara Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitoich those 10 Ma'amoris. Mitoich the Bria. How's Avram Avinu Makara Kodesh Baruch Hu? He studied the Bria, which was created with the Asara Ma'amores, and he came to the conclusion, Yesh Odin Lebirazu. But there was a lot of chesaron in that, because HaYesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to us openly. It was very easy to get caught up in Teva. And really, it's not Yesh Odin Lebirazu. Maybe Takir happened by itself, as we see today. Such advances in science and technology, and B'chal not marketed as a Bayre Yoyla. So Teva has its drawbacks, because you can get caught up in Teva, and they were Yechidim, like Avraham Avinu, the Ovis HaKadoshim, and the people that gathered around them, they were the only ones that believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hakara in Hashem, Mitoich Lebriya, and that's only Machai design Mitzvah B'nai Noyach. Came the B'nai Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgala to them through the Aseres HaDibris. Dibris were speaking to them straight. But to be Zeichet to that, we had to go through Mitzrayim. Like Rabbi Lopan says, Mitzrayim, the goats, Mitzrayim, was the plow that softened us up to be able to be Makabal the Aseres HaDibris. We had to develop an Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu by witnessing the Nisim, Atem Ra'isam Esa Sherasasi, the Mitzrayim. So if you know it comes out, that's why by the Aseres HaDibris, the Bedafka mentions Asher HaTzisi from Eretz Mitzrayim. This was a new Tkufa. The original Tkufa was Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoich Lebriya, but that had its drawbacks, that had its pitfalls, because people went off. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us directly, plus he was Mechayim, and a lot more Chiyuvim, like we just said, Mamish Dovashem Bo Kitzva. To be Zeichet to that, we had to be Zeichet first to go through the whole Mitzrayim experience. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says by Aseres HaDibris, and these are the basis, the basics for the entire Torah, Anoich Hashem Olikecha, Asher HaTzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why don't we see on Shavuos there's no mitzvah? We don't find any mitzvahs on Shavuos. Pesach, mitzvahs. Sukkot, mitzvahs galore. And Shavuos, Ma'amatim Tayreseinu, there are no mitzvahs. That's a ha'orah that says. But the Ramban, in Parshas Emor, says a ma'amatim thing. Ramban in Parshas Emor says, we find that the Chachomim called Shavuos Atzeres. Why do they call it Atzeres? It's done with the Shmini Atzeres. Just like by Shmini Atzeres, you have 7 days of Sukkot, then the 8 days Atzeres, there's no mitzvah there. It's a special day. Just to get together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. Atzeres means a gathering with together with Hashem. So the Atzeres of Shavuos, the way it works is Pesach is the first days of Yom Tov. The 49 days of Sfira are like a Chalamay, one long Chalamay. And the last day of Yom Tov is Shavuos. That's where Shavuos is Atzeres. Name it to the Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres, so to the Atzeres of Shavuos. And it's meant just for the sake of getting together, being assembly school. Hashem should enjoy us, and we should bask in the Shechina just because we have that relationship of the assembly school. It's an interesting thing that on Shmini Atzeres, the Mefarshim say, I forgot already which Mishnah says it. We're showing there's other strong that say as well, why are there no mitzvahs on Shmini Atzeres? It says, the mitzvahs are an emtsoi, they are a medium to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. We spent a whole sukkis, and before that, with the mitzvahs, getting close to Hashem. Now we've reached the madrega that you don't need that medium to bring us together with HaKadosh Baruch. We're there, and this is the day when we enjoy each other's presence without having to come on to an emtsoi. So Mael is the same thing over here. We went through a Pesach, we went through the Amehasvira, which is supposed to be the Taras, we call Siguv Gam, like they say in the Rabbanu Shalom afterwards. On Shavuos we reach a Madrega, the 50th level of Kedusha, to a certain degree. And the Mele, there is no need for a mitzvah to bring that Kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were already there. The Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches, Amud Aleph, says, Dorash Rav Simoi, Rav Simoi Darshan. Bishor Shehidimu Yisrael Naseh L'Nishma. The Chal Yisrael said Naseh before Nishma. 600,000 Malachim came. Each one carried 2 crowns, and they placed 2 crowns on the heads of the Yidden. One connected Naseh, and one connected Nishma. And when they did the Chet HaEgel, 1,200,000 Malachim came, Malachi Chavola, and they removed the crowns from Chal Yisrael. Roshan asked a question. When the Yidden were over on the Chet HaEgel, they only were Pagaya in the Nasa part, in action. But the Nishma, they were not Pagaya in. So why do they have to lose the crown of Nishma? So I saw a beautiful shot, the Sefer Baharavna. It was a shot that came up Lahalach. Reuven lent Shimon a pair of earrings for his wife, gold earrings. And the earrings together were worth $1,000. And Shimon lost one of them. His wife lost one of them. It's not a shayla, it is. One earring without the other is only worth $250. The price of that goes down as well, because it doesn't have a pair. So Reuven is claiming from by itself is worth 250. So I only owe you 250. This is what he's saying. So there's a machlokes ha-poiskim, what taki has to pay. The Sefer Divrei Ga'onim brings down, they have to make like a compromise, he has to pay him taki $500, 50-50. If both together, they each one is worth $500, so one of them is worth 500, and he pays him taki shtickle for the hefs. But the Sefer Kodol Yo Paskins, he's machlokes to pay him taki $750. He's a shoyl, he borrowed it. A shoyl is chayv on anything that happens. And if Lamaisa, because of your negligence, a hefset of 750 came out. See, even though this thing by itself you didn't damage, but by losing that, you're memela damaging that. So you have to pay for the hefset of the second one as well. So with that, the Ben Ish Chai wanted a tiny shot over here why they lost the crown of Nishma as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two crowns for Nasa and Nishma. If you're pagan in the Nasa, it also takes away the words of the Nishma, because we know Kol she chachmosa yeruba me'masav chachmosa yen miskayemes. Epis it is, but it's certainly not worth the crown that the Bnei Yisrael were given for Nishma. The Nishma has to have the commitment of Nasa. If you don't have the commitment of Nasa and you're pagaya in that, that's like losing one earring affects the words of the other earring. Here the loss of the Nasa memel affected the Nishma as well. The value went down considerably, and Shalofi said that is why they lost the crown for that as well. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neger Ha'ar. And Klal Yisrael camped facing the mountain. The Kotzker, the Hetzarek, the Kotzker, the Rache. He was a young boy, he came home one day. His father asked him, this is the Hagelan. So he said, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neger Ha'ar. Rebbe Teich, we camped facing the mountain. But I Teich differently. I Teich, they camped with their backs to the world. So he Teiched as a kid. I'm sure, typical Kaskin. Most of Shah. That in order for a person to really be Makabal the Torah, he Taka has to be facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a chelik of that facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be isolating the whole world's existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Siba and the Suba of everything. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what makes everything run. It's not with power, not with might that we're successful. So the world runs, and it seems that this is going to help, and that's going to help, and this is a cause of that, and that's a cause of that. It's all a bunch of baloney. It's all a chitzoniistic thing. The true Siba and the Suba of what goes on in the world is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kabbalah's HaTorah has to be with our backs to the world. Now the Gemara says, Kof Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a heart he digas. So my Rav HaMikan Leidor Rav Aloi Raisa. From here we have a very good time against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the Torah. We were forced into it. So the Gemara, Hodr Kibluha B'mei HaKadosh. Kabul it in the days of Achashverosh again, as it says, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, Kimu ma'ashe kiblu kvar. They reaffirmed that which they were already makabul. So Chafetz Chaim asks Akasha, how is it possible that the Dor Deya, the Dor of Atam Re'isen, the Dor that had such a chlorkite, they saw everything, and they would need a kfiya of forcing for Kabul Zatayim. And a generation that lived through Hester Bonim, Adarabba, they were Makabalit and knew. How's that possible? Must have shot. What was the first, the Dor Deya missing that the generation in the times of Mordecai and Hester had? Chafetz Chaim says, like, Zikr, the Dor Deya was Makabalit, the Torah B'Lev Shalom. But deep down in their hearts, there was Sveikus. We're going to be different than everybody else. We can't intermarry with everybody. We have to eat differently than everybody else. How in the world are we going to survive in a world we're surrounded by goyim and we're different than them? It's just going to be goyim hatred. So these were sveikas that were inside their hearts, and for that they needed a kriya. For that they needed a force that any sveikas, you have to know you're forced into it. From the times of Purim, what was the ma'is? Nehenuni, Sudasa Shalachas Vegas. Why were they Nehenuni Sudasa? They wanted to get close to the goyim. You have to be citizens like everybody else. Adarabba, you don't want to, arouse the ire and the anger of Achashverosh. And what happened at the end, despite the fact that they were the enemies, Sudasa comes along with Haman, he rises to power. In 1 second, their blood is hefker, mamash. Then they do tshuva, and like from one day to the next, the whole thing turns around. The same king that agreed with Haman to kill all the Yidden, now he's trying to do everything possible to please them. So he saw it's got nothing to do with our Rishtagos, it's got nothing to do with our mingling with the Goyim. The only thing it has to do with is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other kibbutz of the Me'achar Day. Those sveikas that Klal Yisrael had in the beginning, now they saw the chush, that it's our relationship with Hashem that brings us to Shalom. It's got nothing to do with how we move to God. Now, of course, you have to maintain a good relationship with the Goyim as best as possible, but not when it's in steerer to religion, not when it's in steerer to our relationship with Hashem. The Iker is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is part of the Hagdomen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Matan Torah. So I saw a beautiful vort from the Tzadik Ramosha Koshnitz, Zeche Tzadik HaKadosh Lebrach. It's Yaduar that the reason why a Nesher, an eagle, is called a Nesher, it means to shed its wings. An eagle sheds its wings from time to time, and it gets recalled with a new set of wings. He says, the emes is that that's the way a yid has to be. A yid has to constantly shed his old midas. He has to shed any bad habits that he acquired. And he also has to shed his regular habits and his regular manners. There's always got to be a hischachas over there. Yitzur shalom is chadash shalom b'chol yoyim, and a person has to be mechadash himself every single day. So, b'davka by Kabbalah, I'll tell you, it says, how do I carry you? I'll confine the shorim. If you have the midah of the nesher, that you're constantly willing to shed your old ways and to take your on new ones. If a person does that, that is the biggest glue to get close to me. Now this is really what Shavuos is all about. Every year we come to a new Kabbalah Satayah. It's a time of thinking. It's a time to stop and think. What have we been doing until now? How can we improve ourselves? Maybe we could use a little bit of riskachis, maybe have a different Seder al-Limud, an additional Seder al-Limud, a different, whatever it is. But in the time of Kabbalah Satayrah, that is the time to be noyed like the Nesher that sheds its wings, and with that result of all the Eschamelai. I saw a Mayud Kipshat, but again, to Rus. It says in Rus, the last capital in Rus, when Boyaz was Koine, the rights to be Goyal, Rus's property from Plain Yamoini. So it says, V'zois lefanim b'Yisrael. This was the minig in olden days in Yisrael. Ala Geula, whenever it came time to redeem, or ala tour or exchange. L'kayim called over to be m'kayim, any kind of a transaction. Sholach ishnale v'nosa l'reyeyu. V'zois ha'tu b'Yisrael. Yemer Hagoyel Leboyas Kneilucha, the kind of the rights by Yishleif Malay, and he took off his shoe. So I saw brought down the Sefer Shvila Pinchas, written by Hagoyel Pinchas Friedman. He's a Rosh Hakoyel in Bells and Eretz Yisrael Mamish, a tremendous guy. He says there's nothing that's a coincidence in this world. Anything that happens, even the most random thing, is min hashemayim with hashgach. And Kal V'chaymer ben Benoishel Kal V'chaymer, in matters that apply to Malchus Beis David, Kal V'chaymer, nothing is b'mikra. So if Malchus Beis David came about through a Sholaf Ishna Aloi, there's got to be some connection between the removing of the shoe and Malchus Beis David. What exactly is the connection between the removal of the shoe? So he brings down B'shem the Sefer Igra de Pirka, that's of Siyel Melch Medem, that's the B'nai Yisoster. He had a sefer called Igra de Pirka. He brings down B'shem the Chachmei Horemes. Now, what's the inyan of putting on shoes? The inyan of putting on shoes is to be mafsid between us and the earth. Arura ha'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a klola to the Adama. So for us to separate ourselves from the klola that's given to the Adama, we put on shoes. That's a davar ha'mafsid. That's why wherever there's Agmas Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal mi'olecha mi'al rak lecha. Remove your shoes, This is Mufka from the Klal of the Adam. So the Dafka over here, he takes off his shoes. With this, he says, he answers up the Gemara in Shabbos, not Kufkuf Chavdes. The Gemara says over there, La'oilum yimker odom kol ma sheyeshloi, v'yikach minalim l'ratlo. The person should, he should sell everything to buy a pair of shoes. It sounds like an advertisement for SAS or whatever shoes you wear, you know. Sell everything for the, what's the pshat? I mean, I say it's important to have shoes, but ad kidei kach, the teretz is, because the Adama represents klala, right? The same way also, it has a magnetic pull, gravity, it has a ruchnis, it's a magnetic pull. It represents klala. So a person should do everything possible to bring the Dover Hamasin Beinoy Lebein Adama that represents klala. And this is also, he says, when you make a bracha, she'll also leave kol tzarki, and again to shoes. Because a person's a guy, his whole sheaf is to get close to Hashem, to be zeichet to the bracha of Hashem. And here without shoes, he's firmly implanted on the ground, which represents klala. So she'll also leave kol tzarki. The shoe is the key to all of our tzarki. This is why on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av we also don't wear shoes. Yom Kippur is a time when the world gets filled with tahara, and the klal of the Adama falls off. So on that day, it's also for us to wear shoes. Tisha B'Av, Chazal say, is the day when Mashiach is born. So the Melo, that is the haskola of the tikkun of the world, when the entire Bria is going to be pure and the klal will be taken off of the Adama. The Melo on Tisha B'Av we don't wear shoes. This is why the whole Maisa of Malchus Beis David came about through a Rishol of Ishnale. Malchus Beis David represents the Melech HaMashiach. That's when the world is going to come to its tikkun. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, David hu Malka Mashiach, David HaMelech himself is the Melech HaMashiach. So since the tikkun of the world came about through this deal that Boaz made, and he was Goyel the Karka, and he married Ruth. So this is the Haskolas HaTikkun. It came through a Vishal of Ishnale, because Law said, Lovai, we're all going to take off our shoes and we walk barefoot. You're not going to have to worry about the klal of the Adama. The world's only going to be filled with bracha. Yerotzim, Shitaka, Bizoichia, Emesdik, and Kabbalah, Satayra, Shua, Zichra, as a Shaitas, the Geula, the Melech, and it's also the last step of Pesach. This is the Melokach, the Esman, Lilaam, represents Matan Torah, which is the Gemara of Geula. Maybe Taka the shoes will be zeichet to the Gula Shlema. The mayor of your name will name. Shabbos and a good young to everybody.